Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This week, we're taking a look at Christianity, and what we want to look at is the definition of the Trinity. God is defined as a Trinity properly this way: three separate and distinct persons in one Godhead. It is not three gods in one God. It is not three persons in one person. It is three separate and distinct persons in one Godhead. One of the members of the Trinity is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, as the second member of the Trinity, is both fully God and fully man. This means that he is completely God in every way, and he is completely man in every way. There is no point where he became God. There is no point where he was non-existent. He was always God, as God is always ever existing. The attributes of deity that apply to God the Father apply equally to God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. That's why we say they are three individually and distinct persons in one Godhead. The Trinity is a solution to a problem. The problem being that we see the Father, the Son, and the Spirit all separate and distinct, and yet all referred to over and over again in the Scriptures to as God. The Trinity is a solution. If you'd like to get more information about this, get my new book, What Do We Believe, at whatdowebelievebook.com.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.